about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this headline caught my eye. Climate change may threaten worker health productivity. Climate change. Okay. I'm a little confused about this whole climate change, because wasn't most of the country blanketed in snow over the weekend? And didn't we have really record snowfall? But I guess there's a difference between global warming and climate change. Climate change has to do with hurricanes, droughts, heat waves. All right, I get it. But now they're saying that the greenhouse gas emissions and the humidity can actually hurt worker health and worker productivity. You see, okay, if I'm cold, I don't do that well at work. And if I'm hot, I don't do that well at work. So is this a no-brainer, or are they trying to scare us into passing legislation to, I guess, try to affect global warming and climate change? It kind of blows my mind how we, as little man, little woman, right, little specks of dust, right, on Earth's globe, have the power to affect the climate. I still don't know if I'm where I really believe in how much power we have. I told you guys there was a NASA had come out with a report that Antarctica is growing its ice shelf as quickly as the Arctic is losing theirs. So I don't know if we have that much control over Earth positioning and Earth tilting, which is my guess why we're having issues with climate. Okay, I don't know. But I do like the idea of cutting back on pollution. I've always been a fan of that. Pollution, we know, does seem to cause heart attack risk. We know pollutants can put you at risk for a variety of respiratory diseases and cardiovascular illnesses. So, yeah, cutting back on pollution is good. But then say we're cutting back on pollution. Don't try to say it's because we need to work on productivity in the workplace, okay? I don't know what they're trying to do, okay? So anyway, I guess what they did is they looked at 1861 to 1960 as a base reference, and the study authors determined that today's current temperatures reveal that the globe has already warmed by nearly 2 degrees. They say that is expected to double by the year 2050, prompting unsafe heat stress conditions that will cause global working capacity to fall 80%. This means that all things equal, during the hottest months, laborers in heat stress zones would have to work 20% less than they could have worked in 1960. Again, I don't understand, how is then Antarctica growing in ice if the whole globe is heating up? I just don't get that. I don't know. All right, but maybe you guys have more of a clue. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. But they are saying that our workplaces are becoming a little bit more hazardous, and not so much because of global warming, okay, because of bullying and gossiping and backstabbing. They say a half of workers say they're treated rudely at their job at least once a week, and this is up from a quarter in 1998. So now we're talking, it doubled, where now half of workers think they're being treated rudely at work. I got to admit, that would probably be an advantage of being a truck driver, because then you don't have to work with somebody. I know some of you guys do it with your wife, where you your wife is the truck driver, you are, and you guys will go on trips together, which is cool, because then you guys get some, time together. But for the most part, that's got to be really, really difficult, being alone. But then you're not going to be bullied, or you won't be backstabbed. Researchers polled a whopping 800 managers and employees in 17 industries. They found that being the victim of office rudeness led to decreased effort, quality of work, and time spent on the job. 12% of people said they left their jobs because of it. I think people are just rude in general. They are. I can't tell you how many times I have been dealing with rude people. Just, you know, maybe it's because we're starting to go into selfish mode. You know, I don't get it. I really don't get it. I mean, just like for example, you know, we had just kind of finished a weekend, and I can't tell you how many Facebook requests, how many tweets, how many texts and emails I got from calling a prescription. Don't bother me on my day off to call in a prescription. We're open 6 days a week. And I mean, I'm just frustrated because no please, no thank you. It's just demanding. And so that's got to be tough to work. And you have a manager or supervisor who demands. Now, I do tell my staff, look, I'm going to probably forget to say please and thank you with every request. You know, I may say, we need this. We need this. Can you get me that? Can you get me that? And I try to preface the day, or I'll end the week saying, look, guys, thank you. Sorry if I couldn't say please and thank you throughout. And you know, sometimes that is difficult. Because, again, I mean, you know, when you're in that position where you need this, you need that. I mean, running a code in a hospital, nobody ever said, oh, thank you, please. Oh, that's wonderful of you. Do you mind? Would you mind? With all due respect. Okay, no, none of that happened. You just did the code. You did your work. No pleases or thank yous. But I still, as an employer, think it's extremely important to put that in there and to remind people they did a good job. People need to know they did a good job, right? You know, that's why even as a doctor, I don't need people saying please or thank you, but I still have to admit that when I do get a please or thank you, damn, it does feel good. And it's not that I want it. I don't need somebody to say, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I don't need that. But I do have to call, call a spade a spade by saying, look, you know, somebody giving you positive feedback is very motivating. You know you're doing it right. You know, with the radio show, for instance, getting the ratings helps, okay? Because you don't always have callers saying, I love your show, okay? Believe it or not, not all callers tell me that they love my show. Big shock. But then you get the ratings and you're like, okay, I'm doing something right. We just need to know that we're doing something right and we're going in the right direction. All right? All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTALLY.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 25th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $15.89.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.29.76, $8.14.88 for a half ounce, or $407.44 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.29.76, $8.14.88, and $407.44.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. I know that many of you listen to single hours of the show as opposed to getting all 3 hours in a block. So whenever we have a real good, fun topic, I like to kind of make sure everybody gets a little wind of it. Okay, don't worry. We didn't talk about breaking wind for once. Nah, we did. We did talk a little bit about that. We always do. So one of the topics we talked about in the previous hour was astrological signs or astronomy signs and your health. This is something every now and then we entertain because some of my listeners will say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a Gemini. So everybody says Geminis have split personality. Is that why I have anxiety and I have depression? You know, is there a relationship between horoscope and medical condition? So we kind of talked about that, and I'll just quickly summarize what we talked about in the first hour. I definitely urge you to go to my podcast and listen in and tune in anytime you want so you can get some of the information. And I do apologize for some of you listening kind of in huge chunks to the show if I ever repeat myself. But it was kind of an interesting topic. We had a caller call up. She was, I believe, a Sagittarius. Now, okay, keep in mind, okay, we do not have any medical evidence that your horoscope sign or your astronomical sign has anything to do with health. But I do think the idea is cool, and I do think it's entertaining, All right, I do. And the reason why we brought this up is apparently researchers are teaming up with astronomers trying to figure out how to look at biomarkers of tumors using similar techniques that astronomers use when they look at faraway galaxies. And so, you know, who knows? Maybe there is some connection. So the Sagittarius called, and without her telling me, you know, what her issue was, I was just kind of reading to her about what I know about Sagittarius. They seem to be more prone to sciatica, issues with breathing. They seem to be more shallow breathers. And so, you know, people who are Sagittariuses, we usually will, you know, recommend, you know, avoiding trying to do deep breathing, et cetera. And she said that's exactly what she's done. She's turned vegan. She does deep breathing, and she's had issues with sciatica. Now, who hasn't had issues with sciatica? I think most of us had. But it was cool. It was cool. Now, they say Sagittariuses, though, sometimes have big hips and abundant thighs. I was kind of shocked that wasn't the Gemini thing, because I'm a Gemini, and I definitely got my share of booty. But, no, didn't talk about that. All right, Scorpios. Scorpios appear to be the strongest and the healthiest of people in the zodiac, okay? So if you are a Scorpio, October 23rd to November 21st, they say you're pretty tough. However, you may be a little weak in the large intestine and have issues maybe with constipation. So they recommend a lot of water. They recommend, of course, fiber. They also say Scorpios could have a issue with the reproductive system. Although they have a very robust sex drive, they may have more issues with STDs. Does any of that make sense to any of my Scorpios out there? No. Capricorn. Capricorns appear, if you're born between December 22nd and January 19th, Capricorn is more of a gallbladder type of physique. You seem to have more gallbladder issues. And Capricorns appear to have weaker knees. They may also be more prone to getting scratches, cuts, and bruises on their knees than any part of their body. Now, I'm a Gemini. When I was a kid, my knees were always cut up. Not really sure how accurate that is. But again, it's an idea. Aquariuses. They recommend that Aquariuses are kind of, you know, sometimes have some ankle issues, sometimes abdominal issues. So they recommend avoiding the carbs if you're a January 20th to February 18th Aquarius. Now, your Pisces, though, are more known for feet issues. Either flat feet, bunions, foot type of problems, which is why swimming seems to be a great sport for Pisces. Pisces, you're February 19th to March 20th. They also say that the lymph gland system seems to be kind of a target, and swimming helps massage the lymph system. Okay, again, none of this is very scientific. Please keep in mind. Okay, Virgo. Wait a second. Should we go up? Let's do Libra. September 23rd to October 20th. Oh, no, you know what? I want to kind of go in order. So we just did Pisces. What's after Pisces? Aries. Now, Aries has to do with the head. Aries, very well known to be head, eyes, etc. So your Aries, from what we've learned, seem to be more headache prone, migraine prone, and your older Aries may be more prone to high blood pressure. Something to think about. Now, you're Taurus. I know people are like, well, Taurus, they're bulls. April 20th to May 20th. Taurus is more prone to sore throats and throat-related issues and strep. I have no idea why. To me, it sounds like a bunch of bull. But, you know, maybe if any of you guys are Tauruses, if any of this rings true, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Taurus aren't very physically active, they say, but they also aren't picky eaters, so they may eat healthier. Taurus is also maybe more prone to low thyroid. Okay, now Gemini, this is me. Okay, now we're getting to the good stuff. Gemini, born between May 21 and June 21, they say Geminis are very talented. Very versatile, but take on a lot of stress. So Geminis have more issues with the central nervous system. That, to me, is very, very true. They say Geminis also have a more voluptuous body and make phenomenal radio hosts. Thank you very much. Thank you. They say Geminis appear to get over their colds quicker. We don't have time to be sick. So when everybody else is sick for 7 days, Geminis seem to get over it in 3 or 4 days. But the tubes rule the body in Geminis, so we are ruled by our fallopian tubes, our ureter tubes, and our urethra. So the urethra is king in my household. That's Geminis, according to this medical astronomy site. Cancer. Believe it or not, Cancer, people who are born between June 22nd and July 22nd are not more cancer prone. Just because your astrological sign is Cancer doesn't mean you're more prone to cancer, okay? But they do seem to have more stomach issues. They do have issues sometimes with their milk products. I'm not saying cancers are more lactose intolerant. Again, there's no science to this. This is just Dr. Dahlia looking at some medical astrology sites, throwing it out there and seeing if you guys notice any similarities. Cancers are more prone to cataracts and glaucoma. That's really all I know that much about Cancer. Leos, between July 23rd and August 22nd. Leo, very heart and circulatory. I dated a lot of Leos, and many people said, maybe many of the Leos I dated said I gave them chest pain. So, you know, you may want to watch your Leo a little closer. Again, there's no science to this. But Leos appear to be, I guess, more heart prone. All right. And then Virgo. You would think Virgos would be more of the sex addicts, but no. No, Virgos are pretty health conscious. They, you know, they seem to, I guess, be able to nip certain things in the bud. They do have indigestion, and Virgos are more prone to diarrhea. Okay, when they get stressed, Virgos are more prone to diarrhea. Okay, and then I think Libra, is that the final one if we're looking at a fiscal year? Libras, more kidney issues, skin issues, general fatigue. Libras, they say to avoid dairy. Like I said, I don't know, guys. You know, another site talks about Libras, buttocks. Something has to do with Libras buttocks. But skin and kidney, they seem to be more prone to having issues like dry skin, eczema. So to recap, Aries. People have more issues with headaches. Taurus, thyroid gland, throat, neck, sore throats. Geminis, nervous system. Very sexy radio hosts. Cancer, more kind of bowel type issues. And really, Cancer didn't have much, if I remember. Leo, a lot more of the heart and the chest, spinal column. Virgo, digestive issues, diarrhea with stress. Libra, kidneys and skin. Scorpio, a lot of reproductive sexual issues. They have more of a sex drive, I guess. Sagittarius, sciatic nerves, need to do more deep breathing and may have hip and thigh issues, maybe more prone to pelvic fractures, according to some medical astronomy sites. Capricorn, weak in the knees. Kind of a knee issue. Aquarius, ankles a little bit more weak. Pisces, feet problems, lymphatic systems. Pisces need to swim. Whew. You know what, though? I think it's cool. Honestly, I don't know much about zodiac signs, but yes, every now and then I'll read my horoscope, right? You'll get a new affiliate today. Somebody's going to like your show, right? The liberals aren't going to give you a hard time. Obamacare will be overturned. Every now and then I read my horoscope, and I hope... And I wish. All right. We're coming up on break. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877. Doc Dolly.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard about or even used colloidal silver for years. But did you know there's a silver product that is much better, faster, safer, and superior? Silver that is fundamentally distinctive, different, and the only patented silver since the original colloidal silver in 1923? Introducing Silver Protocol from Neofera. Think about this. What will you do when you can't get antibiotics? Silver Protocol should be in every grab bag, the one product you gotta have when it all breaks loose. Unlike colloidal silver, use Silver Protocol preventatively or whenever infection occurs. Silver Protocol can be boiled or frozen, yet is still 100% effective, has super long shelf life, and will not cause argyria or turn you blue. Order Silver Protocol at 800-213-0644. That's 800-213-0644. Or go to Neofera.com, spelled Neofera.com. Sign up for our free educational email series at Neofera.com. Silver Protocol, the ultimate immune booster.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show, and please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Okay, Randy writes, Doctor, what is up with you all selling products out of your office? Every specialist I see wants to get me on their type of vitamins or health supplements, and we are supposed to trust you? Isn't there a conflict of interest in where physicians are promoting their vitamins and accusing you of vitamin deficiency? Okay, I get it. Okay, so how does a doctor sell you a vitamin when they tell you you're deficient in a vitamin? Do you believe them? I get what you're asking. I get what you're asking. Okay, so doctors selling things out of their office. I do have to admit, I am a little perplexed at why there seems to be a lot of sales going out of people's offices. I am that is a little new to me, you know, because when I trained, you know, you would go to the doctor's office, it would be very boring inside, the waiting room would be boring, a plant would always be dying, but you saw the doctor, etc. Now, it seems to be a lot more emphasis on looks, which I think is nice. You want to go to an office that looks very nice. Things that you could buy, things that you could purchase, people walking out with products. And, you know, I don't sell vitamins out of my office. I don't get into that at all for that very reason. I want you to follow my instructions. And if you think that there's some ulterior motive or there's a financial gain for me to give you that recommendation, you may not follow it. And so I don't sell out of my office because I don't want to be accused of, you know, claiming you have something that you need supplemented with, etc. Now, mind you, I am not the smartest businesswoman. Okay, I mean, look how much money I am making the health food stores and the pharmaceutical companies, you know? I go, okay, you need to take some niacin, you need to take some vitamin D, you need to take some calcium. So why not a doctor sell that in the office? Why not? You know, there's nothing wrong with selling calcium or selling vitamin D. I can't tell you how many patients ask for me to just give them the medication I prescribed. Me having a pharmacy and me working out of my office as a pharmacy would probably be very convenient for my patients. I just don't have time. And again, I don't want anybody to ever accuse me of promoting something that I'm going to be benefiting from in my medical office. Now, yes, if we have sponsors on my show, I only allow them to be sponsors if I believe in what the product is. Okay, like for example, I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. I think if you're gonna stock up, okay, I've tasted the food, it's good, it's inexpensive. I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. I'm not gonna sell it out of my office though. I mean, my office, I'm trying to get patients to take their mammograms, to do their colonoscopies, to get their prostates checked, to diet, to exercise. No, I'm not going to. But, if there's a product that I really like I've told you guys about Beano. Beano is in no way an advertiser, has nothing to do with the show, but I find my patients do well with Beano. Should I be a little smarter business-wise and maybe sell the stuff out of my office? I think that would be probably smart. I mean, it would be convenient for the patients, etc., but I just don't want to risk anybody thinking that I could be giving them a line so I could make money. Now, that really shouldn't be the biggest concern. Doctors now have to become more entrepreneurish. You cannot survive in the medical world that we're in right now. You cannot just living on the horrible reimbursement rates you're getting from insurance. You cannot support yourself. You cannot support your staff. You cannot support your malpractice premiums of $25,000 a year, and that's with no lawsuits. Okay? You can't. And so, yes, doctors are going to have to do tests out of their office. I mean, if a doctor decides to have a mammogram machine and then perform the mammograms in the office and then have a radiologist read them, that's a pretty smart move. Okay? Because again, look at all the mammograms we order. You might as well make it comfortable for your patients so they don't have to go to a radiology center, and then you could at least be augmenting, you know, some of the income. Again, for me, I just don't have time to get into that. I have no problem. I love the radiology places in town, Steinberg, West Valley Imaging, Desert Rad, Nevada Imaging, etc., whoever's in my town. So I have no problem just sending them or send them to the nearby hospital to get it done. But please don't read your doctor selling something as, you know, him losing his objectivity. Although I am hearing more and more of patients coming to me with all these supplements, and it's supposed to treat something that, again, I think a pharmaceutical could, and then you do kind of wonder, okay, you know, why are you leaving that doctor's office spending $400 or $500? It does make me a little concerned because, again, I don't want anybody disbelieving what I have to tell them. Okay, and if you end up seeing a doctor and you're dropping $400 or $500 on medication or on supplements every time you go into his office, it may make you a little wary about what the next doctor recommends. But that's just a personal thing I have to deal with and you guys have to deal with. Do some of these supplements work? Some of you swear by them. I have a patient who sees a kinesiologist, and the kinesiologist has kind of figured her out and has recommended some supplements that he sells, and she loves it. She's never been happier. Well, then great. I'm happy for her. I am really happy for her. That's wonderful. Okay? If it works for her, that's wonderful. I mean, some of these kinesiologists, they really do figure things out. You know? Somebody did a test on me and said, you have an issue with onions. How the hell did he know that? That was before I was on air. You guys know about the onions giving me gas? How did he know about onions? Okay, so I think there is something to that. But again, I don't know what to tell you in terms of, you know, some of you have said, you know, my doctor's trying to sell me this. What do you think of the product? I don't know. But also remember, keep in mind, doctors do, though, have their license and their reputation and their liability malpractice history on the line if they do push something that isn't in your best interest. Most of the doctors I know that do recommend a supplement, they do research it and they do become very comfortable with it. And if you are going to take a supplement, I mean, right now I tell people go and get Centrum, go and get one a day. I mean, you know, why not sell a vitamin? As long as I know the components, I mean, I would love to design a vitamin, and I probably should. Many of you have asked, you know, if I could sell vitamins, I would love a vitamin that has a little bit of extra vitamin D, make sure it always has at least a 1 milligram folate, so if anybody does get pregnant while not taking prenatals, they got the folate. You know, so I would love to design a vitamin that I know has everything it needs, because honestly, I ship everybody to the health food store, and, you know, why should the health food store make the money? I should make some money too, but again, like I said, I just haven't gotten there yet because I don't do sales. I'm not really wanting to go there, but I probably should. So if your doctor does sell, all the power to him. It doesn't mean he's greedy. It doesn't mean he's unethical. They're allowed to sell things, and why not? They recommend so much. Hopefully they've done the research and they're really proud of that product. Okay, you know, yeah. But do I see some people kind of get carried away, dropping a lot of money? They do, but then again, think of the average person going to the health food store. I mean, these nutraceuticals are a huge business. Why not have it something that your doctor overlooks or oversees? Okay, now, but where we really got to be careful is when we are recommending our mammograms and our pap smears and our colonoscopies, you need to know we don't make a dime on that. I don't make a dime when I send you out to get these things done. So please don't do it because you think I'm trying to make a quick buck or your doctor's trying to make a quick buck. Okay, I think colonoscopies help prevent colon cancer by taking out the polyps. I make no money recommending that. The gastroenterologists make the money. But if I think that's good for you. See, how I look at it is I look at old-fashioned business. If I give you good advice, and if I saved your mother's life or your neighbor's life, you're going to tell people and I'll get business. To me, having a good reputation is so much more valuable than any money I could make on the side referring you somewhere, and that's why I don't want it. Don't give me any money. I don't want it. Just go and do what you need to do. If you're healthy, I'm successful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Live your life and say your moment's
on. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983. Sending real food to your real future.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Fall in love with food storage savings this February at BePrepared.com. Going on now, BePrepared.com saves you over $300 with a premium 1,600 one-year supply, including 126 cans of freeze-dried and dehydrated food. Or get the new gourmet 14-day food supply with a full 2,000 calories per day with pre-planned menu. Stroganoff and noodles are 20% off with purchase of six or more. Mountain House pork chops are back in stock at 34% off. Pack your own low-moisture foods with our new do-it-yourself Super Pail combo on sale at 22% off. Add to your preparedness with minor surgery kits at 15% off. And wool blended blankets are only $11.89. The February Fall in Love with Savings Sale ends February 28th at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, visit BePrepared.com or call 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Talk Superstation, XM Satellite, all our affiliates out there, and also Genesis Communications Network making the show happen. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. One of you had emailed me asking, how long will your bypass surgery last if you had cardiac bypass surgery? The answer to that is it could be anywhere between, on average, 7 to 15 years. Some people in 10 years can restenose some of those arteries, but it really depends on each person. You know, if you clog your arteries and you end up needing bypass, okay, where one of the arteries is going to be interchanged or changed out with another type of blood vessel. That blood vessel still has the ability to get clogged as well, sometimes even faster than your original one. But for many of you, cardiac surgery lasts a very long time. So I don't want you to think just because you've had bypass surgery, you're going to have another one in 10 years. But you will see some literature saying an average could be anywhere between 7 and 15 years. What your cardiac doctor is going to do is keep an eye on it and watch it and make sure there's no collapse or stenosis or extra plaquing. But that was a pretty good question on cardiac surgery and how long. Many of you also ask about hernia surgeries and when can you go back to work. I got to tell you, one of my more common emails is, Doc, I got a hernia. I don't want to get it fixed because I can't miss work. How much work do you think I'm going to miss so that I could schedule it? Now, keep in mind, I do not like hernias. I think hernias could get worse, and I think hernias can be life-threatening, okay? Because hernias could be life-threatening, remember, what is a hernia? A hernia is weakness in the abdominal wall. So if you have weakness in the abdominal wall, now what is the abdominal wall doing? Well, that musculature is pushing feet and feet of your entrails, your small intestine and your large intestine, with such high pressure back. If not, they would flow all over the place. Okay, so the reason why your stomach and your pancreas and the liver and the gallbladder and the spleen and the intestine and the bladder and the kidneys and the ovaries and the prostate all stay put is because you have a very tight muscularis system, an abdominal muscle wall system that keeps everything in place. Well, after a while, it could get a little weak. All right, you could weaken it by extra weightlifting. Smokers with their cough seem to have more muscle weakness. Pushing, pregnancy, etc., chronic constipation, a variety of things could cause the muscle weakness to weaken, okay? And then the bowel will poke through. As long as your hernias are reducible and the bowel could go back, you have some time to call the doctor and get in. But if that bowel doesn't go back and that piece of bowel is stuck and you cut off blood supply to your bowel and it starts to infarct, that could be life-threatening. It could be extremely dangerous. And the bowel can get infected. It's just, it's nothing you want to ever see. Which is why when people go Badalia, it's just a small hernia. If my hernia gets bigger, I'll take care of it. The small hernias are the ones that worry me. Some of these larger hernias, you know, bowel wall goes in and out, but the small ones, it's easier for it to get trapped. You have one bad cough, you could snag part of that bowel in a hernia. So, you don't blow off any hernias. Now, some of you get very nervous because you don't want to miss work. Now, mind you, I practice in Las Vegas, Nevada. So we have a lot of bellhops. We have a lot of valet. We have a lot of people in the hotel industry that they do a lot of lifting. And because they do a lot of lifting, they're more prone to this type of hernia injuries. Well, keep in mind, if you do have an incarcerated hernia, or you have any hernia complications, you're going to be out of work a lot longer than if you have the hernia taken care of electively. All right. Now, you know, mind you, I know being a doctor on air, it's very easy for me to sit here on my exercise ball. Notice I don't say high horse, but I sit here on my exercise ball while doing my show, telling you to go do this, go do that, go do this, go do that. Okay. Mind you, I do understand. It is very difficult for you to be walking around feeling fine, planning to undergo a surgery, okay? I know that's a little bit anti-instinctive, counterintuitive, all right? I tell you to go and have a hernia surgery. It's very easy for me to say that. Go and have a hernia surgery. I had a hernia. I walked around with it for years, but then when it started to feel like it was going to, you know, grab some bowel. No, I don't have any testicles. It was in my belly button. It was an umbilical hernia. But once it started to hurt, I'm like, nah. Nah, I need to do something about it. And it is scary. It is scary to think that you are going to, I mean, you're feeling fine. You're walking around. You're going to take the risk of having a surgery. And there are risks. Mind you, surgeries now are done so frequently. I mean, how many millions of surgeries are being done right now as we speak? Surgeries are being done, and the risk of having anything happen to you during surgery is so rare. But I as your radio doctor, if you are hesitating, it's not because you're being a wuss. You are having some instinctive hesitations. Why be put under and be cut on if you're feeling fine? And Dr. Dahlia is saying, well, it's not going to be fine because you could later incarcerate a hernia, which is a rare event in and of itself. So I get that. I understand the hesitation. So my suggestion to you is at least do a baby step where you go and you talk to the doctor. Meet the surgeon. Okay? Let him tell you what he's going to do. Let him describe it. Let him ease your fears. Let him answer your questions. Okay? All right? And let him tell you how much time he thinks you have. You know, we talk about this with gallbladder all the time. People will start having gallbladder issues, but it's not bad enough to remove. So the question is, do you wait until it is bad enough? You know, why risk a surgery until you really need it? Or do you take it out electively where you can make sure your blood pressure is good and you make sure you don't have a cold? It's done early in the morning when the surgeon is nice and awake and he didn't have to be woken up in the middle of the night to come out and cut your infected gallbladder. You know, I mean, you know, to me, sometimes doing a surgery in the elective setting is much safer than doing it when it's in a very highly emotional, acute setting. So if you need your gallbladder taken out, I'm going to err on the side of telling you, look, talk to the doctor, try to plan it out. When you know you have family, you could pre-buy the groceries rather than running into the hospital at 2 a.m. needing your gallbladder out. That's how I would go. But I do understand that it's against many of our upbringing or ethical, not ethical, our backgrounds, ethnic, type of backgrounds to just go and cut. You only fix when something's wrong. Why would you cut before? So I get that. But, you know, to answer your questions on hernia surgeries, usually it could take a good couple weeks. Okay? Now, it could take a good couple weeks to heal. Now, you could go back to work early, depending on how much mesh was put in. How do the doctors fix a hernia? Well, they go in and they try to strengthen the muscular weakness by putting in a mesh and sewing something there to prevent the bowel from pushing through the weakened muscle. Yeah, you could sew the muscle together, but then other areas of the muscle will weaken. Remember, if your muscle decided to weaken, just sewing that part up isn't going to solve the problem. It'll just weaken elsewhere. So we'll put a mesh, kind of like a nylon film, to help protect. Sometimes those suckers work and sometimes they don't. Now, for me, with my umbilical surgery, I did my show the next day. I forgot, though, how much you use your abdominal muscles to talk. And so it was kind of painful and I was a little short of breath. It was still a good show. We still got good ratings. But I went to work 3 days later. I just didn't lift. I didn't do any pap smears. I kind of sat, but it was kind of uncomfortable. Going to work 3 days after. Now, mind you, it was an umbilical surgery hernia. It wasn't a groin inguinal. Your lower inguinal hernias, those are going to take longer. All right? Your doctor may need you on pain medicine. We don't want you driving on pain medicine or going to work on pain medicine. You're also going to have a wound when you get that surgery done. You may have staples down there, so less likely for it to pop open, but it could still pop open. Okay, when you're at work, something could fall. So you may rush over to help them, and you could bust a stitch. So, you know, these are things you need to think about. But for the most part, you know, you're probably going to be out of work a good week or two, depending on what you do. All right, guys, don't go away. A lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Hang
me down. Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.